the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord issued Ezekiel an impossible command. Son of man, stand up on your feet, and I will speak with you. Now, perhaps that doesn't seem like an impossible command when it's taken out of context like that. After all, later when I ask you to stand for prayer, you'll probably be able to do that. But in the context of the first two chapters of Ezekiel, with all of the bizarre things that are going on there, this is an impossible command. You see, the heavens were opened, Ezekiel tells us, and he saw visions of God. He saw a windstorm whose center glowed like burning metal. And in the midst of this fire, he saw four living creatures. Each had four faces: the face of a man, the face of a lion, the face of an ox, and the face of an eagle. And each of the four living creatures had four wings, and they sped back and forth like flashes of lightning. As the creatures flashed back and forth, a wheel accompanied each of them. And each wheel was composed of sparkling material and was made of a wheel intersecting a wheel and was covered with eyes all over. And above the creatures was an expanse that looked like it was made of sparkling ice. And above that expanse, there was a sapphire throne. And seated on the throne was a figure like that of a man. From the waist up, he appeared to glow like burning metal, sending out a radiance about him that was like a rainbow. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord, Ezekiel tells us. When I saw it, I fell face down, and I heard the voice of one speaking. He said to me, "Son of man, stand up on your feet, and I will speak to you." Ezekiel could not stand in the presence of the Lord. And whatever these strange visions may mean, they certainly indicate that the Lord dwells in unimaginable light, that he has inconceivable powers of perception and presence, and dwells in a realm so different from ours that it is difficult even to follow the fantastic visions that Ezekiel reports. In the face of this light, in the face of this power, in the face of this holiness, Ezekiel falls face down. And yet the voice says, "Stand up on your feet and I will speak to you." What would you do in this situation? Would you risk standing? Or would you remain on your face? Fortunately for Ezekiel, he did not have to decide. As he spoke, Ezekiel tells us, the Spirit came into me and raised me to my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. The Lord's call for Ezekiel to stand does not wait for a response from Ezekiel. It creates that response. Nothing in this text depends on Ezekiel's abilities or intentions. It depends on what the Lord says. The same pattern holds true when it comes to another impossible command. And that is the impossible command repeated time and time again, either explicitly or implicitly, throughout the New Testament, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Here again, it may not seem like an impossible command, because who wouldn't want to believe in Jesus? He is a gentle figure with a lamb around his shoulders. But when you place that command into the context of a true understanding of God's glory and holiness, as Ezekiel pictures it for us, then that command too becomes a fearful thing. The way that we like to handle sin is often to pack it neatly away into the recesses of our hearts. We like to present ourselves to others as an attractive exterior. It's kind of like packing your suitcase. You can put the embarrassing stuff in the recesses of the suitcase, and then no one's going to really look through it and see what's in there. But are you willing to subject yourselves to the windstorm that Ezekiel saw? Are you ready for the storm to rip open your attractive exterior and cast the contents of it to the four winds? Do you want the blinding light from the center of that windstorm to bring each of the items into and under intense scrutiny? Can you stand before those terrible and awe-inspiring wheels that have the eyes all over them that can pierce and perceive into you to see what your deepest secrets are? You might try to run away, but those four living creatures flash back and forth at the speed of lightning in every direction. We can only cry with Isaiah, "Woe to me, I am ruined," or with Peter, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Or as the Israelites said to Moses, "Do not have God speak to us, or we will die." And yet we are supposed to believe in Jesus. We are supposed to stand before God's glory and believe that because of Jesus, we will not be destroyed. How is this possible? Well, it's not, at least not for us. But just as with Ezekiel, God's command to believe in him does not wait for our response, it creates it. Through the words of that command, the Spirit himself enters us and stands us on our feet. As Jesus declares, "No one can come to me unless the Father draws him." Or as Paul says, "No one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." The Spirit himself, through the preached word of the gospel, has stood you on your feet by giving you the full merit of the one who created the windstorm, the four living creatures, and the wheels. Their power holds no terror for you, since the one sitting on the sapphire throne has claimed you for his own. So don't look at the mess in your life. And don't even look at the four living creatures or the wheels. And don't even look at the expanse of ice. But look even above that, to the sapphire throne, to the one who's sitting on that throne. What he says, that's what counts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.